This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana State University has been named as the site of a new U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The announcement by the U.S. Department of Commerce names Montana State University as the newest home to a community engagement office for the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, joining Dallas and San Francisco as the largest hubs west of the Mississippi, providing trademark and patent services to U.S. innovators. The MSU-located office will serve part of an 8-state area, including Montana, Colorado, Idaho, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. The new office will support workforce development in the state and region, especially in the advanced manufacturing and computing sectors. The office will provide inventors and entrepreneurs a direct connection to federal intellectual property resources and guidance tailored to Montana's technology environment. MSU was chosen as the site of the USPTO Community Engagement Office based on the university's robust research activity and its many graduate-level programs in areas that lead to innovations, as well as for MSU's concentration of resources for commercializing technologies and developing businesses. Allison Harmon, MSU's Vice President for Research and Economic Development, said the USPTO's programs have long supported MSU research activities, such as managing newly created technologies, applying for patents, and spinning out new startups based in intellectual property developed at the university. Having a U.S. Patent and Trademark Office community outreach office at MSU will create more opportunities for the university's Technology Transfer Office and for MSU's National Security-associated programs, such as MilTech and TechLink, as well as MSU's newly awarded Defense Innovation Unit OnRamp Hub. MSU is the state's largest university and has been designated an R1 research institution by the Carnegie classification. A land-grant university, MSU plays a vital role in advancing innovation, economic opportunity, and public service across the state and region. Scientists perform cutting-edge research in fields such as engineering, national security, cybersecurity, bioscience, energy, agriculture, high-resolution optics, and quantum computing, among many others. In 2025, MSU reported a new record level of research expenditures with $288.7 million, most from federal funds, such as from the Departments of Defense, Health and Human Services, and Agriculture. In total, MSU's research enterprise is larger than all other public and private universities in the state combined. The university's Technology Transfer Office drives the translation of university research into practice, including commercializing innovations. The office collaborates with industry, faculty, researchers, universities, and industry partners to manage more than 700 technologies in wide-ranging fields from biotechnology and photonics to engineering and precision agriculture. Its work has resulted in more than 400 patents, plant variety protections, trademarks, and copyrights, and more than 60 startups and spin-out companies. Patents have been issued for MSU-developed technologies, including a pest-fighting fungi meant to combat wheat stem sawfly, a radiation-tolerant computer meant for operation in outer space, and LIDAR technologies for weather prediction, among many others. And through a National Science Foundation-funded program called Accelerating Research Translation, MSU has supported what are known as Seed Translational Research Projects, or STRPs, providing funding and mentorship to directly advance promising research toward public benefit. Over the past few decades, Bozeman has become a hub of technology spin-out companies, many tracing their origins to research at MSU. The city hosts one of the nation's highest per capita concentrations of optics and photonics companies, with more than 40 companies employing more than 1,200 people. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.